As soon as the rat saw land, he leapt from the ox and fell at the feet of the emperor. "Congratulations, clever rat," said the emperor. "The first year will be named after you, and the second year, kind ox, will belong to you." Next came the tiger, whose beautiful striped coat became heavy with river water. But the tiger struggled on to reach the shore. "Welcome, strong tiger," said the emperor. "The third year will be named after you." The rabbit really didn't like water. He noticed some rocks in the river and decided to hop across to keep his paws dry until a log floated by. He jumped on and a strong breeze blew him ashore. "The fourth year is named after the lucky rabbit," said the emperor. A magnificent dragon was the fifth to cross the river. "What kept you?" said the emperor. "The land and the people were thirsty, so I have to make rain for them," explained the dragon. "And then I noticed a rabbit trying to cross the river, so I blew a log in his direction and guide him to shore." "Well, warm-hearted dragon," said the emperor, "the fifth year will belong to you." Next, a galloping horse making waves and splashes appeared on the shore. But just as he was shaking the water from his long mane, a snake slithered from his leg. The horse jumped back in fright, and the crafty snake climbed sixth place. "And you, fine horse, have the seventh year," said the emperor.